truly was a good old man, he lived below the mill. Judy had two daughters there, 40 gallons still. One guy watched the boiler, the other watched the spout. Mama corked bottles when old Dooley fetched them out. Dooley slipping up a holler, Dooley trying to make a dollar. Dooley, give me a swatter and pay back someday. Dooley was a trader when into town he'd come. Sugar by the bushel and molasses by the drum. Revenuers came for him slipping through the woods. But Dooley kept behind them all and never lost his goods. Dooley slipping up a holler. Dooley try to make a dollar. Dooley give me a swan to pay back someday. Sorry, and the men stood around and cried. Now Dooley's on the mountain, lies there all alone. Put a jug beside him and a barrel before a stone. Dooley slipping up a holler. Dooley try to make a dollar. Dooley give me a swan and pay back someday.
Rodney and Steve went to the Grammy things. I stayed at home and watched through heavy lenses.
It's hammer time. He didn't want to be embarrassed when his name wasn't announced as the winner, you know.
Well, no, it wasn't that so much, Rodney. I wanted to see what you'd look like in a tuxedo, because the last time I saw you in one, you looked like a bear cub. That was years ago. That wasn't fair either. We were on the Judy Garland show or something, and she dressed us up in tuxedos with bare feet. I was kind of glad that woman died, actually. I didn't mean that.
Isn't that horrible? Two American treasures battling it out like that all these years. Dig a little deeper, Mitch. Tell us how you really feel.
Oh, I got one that'll beat that, guys. Well, among the many other things, Hollywood didn't know what the hell to do with us. You know, we got the job on the Andy Griffith Show, and they thought, that's right, where they belong. And then Ernie Ford started using us, and various other people like Judy Garland would use us on their specials. And all these poor writers and everything would think, what the hell, get some straw bales or some
paint freckles on the dancers
wheels.
And put on the pointy hats. Here come the Dillards.
Yeah, right, exactly. And you got to where you really resented that sort of thing. But they did weird things, like they invited us to the Newport Folk Festival by mistake. Newport, Rhode Island, you know. Well, this is a class outfit.
Yes, the articulate minority had their way with us, didn't they?
I wish I'd said that.
You couldn't.
Well, I will, of course. At any rate, we got up there. Of course, we had never staggered around in those thick of pastures before. And we got up there, and there's Bob Dylan, Joan Baez, Pete Seeger, and all these people. And Bob Dylan, Rodney heard him sing. And at that time, of course, right fresh out of the Ozarks, we were prepared to be impressed by anybody. And Bob got up and caterwauled one. And Rodney said, I could sing like that. And I said, who can't? And no, what I said was, Rodney, he sounds like a dog with his leg in cotton wire, you know. But
did anybody watch the Grammys the other night and hear? Did you hear Bob Dylan sing? Did you understand it? Good. We didn't either. We thought maybe it was better on TV.
This is the next question. The next thing I was going to tell you. I asked Rodney. I said, who all did you see up there? He said, well, I saw Bob Dylan. I said, did he remember you, Rodney? And Rodney said he didn't remember anybody. Well, hell, we don't either, but we do remember this song.
He was
Bob
certainly
sang.
Speaking to us from the other side.
This is a song that we've been doing for all these years that Rodney was taught by Bob. This is called Walking Down the Line.